right, it's officially after 8, so this is technically my show. That was Patti Smith, legendary Patti Smith, with Gloria off of Outside Society, kind of like a greatest hits compilation sort of thing. I'm going to play one, probably two songs, then we'll be back with Carissa Johnson and Vanessa Silberman. They're going to play some tunes. We're going to talk about their plans for the new year. Right now, this is a local band called Weekend Friends, but like I said, I'll be back in like two songs, and we'll get at it.
Tell me I'm awake. Keep my eyes peeled and pinned. I just can't wait to get back in my head. Structures.
That was the Outlets, legendary local band. Before that, of course, Patti Smith with Gloria. Here with Carissa and Vanessa.
Hey, how's it going? Happy 2019.
I know it, right?
So
you
crazy.
You guys are busy. Oh, you're good. You're good.
Cool.
You guys are busy, so I really appreciate you coming in. I know you got a lot going on.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's so good to be back. Very happy to be back in Boston these past few weeks.
And yeah.
Always love coming here. But yeah, it's been busy all throughout into the next year already. Got stuff lined up, so.
You got music plans? I know you
do. Yeah, well, this week we have, we got a day off tomorrow, and then we've got, we're playing Encore Apparel in Newbury Street. That's a newer store that opened up in September. My friend Casey owns that, and he's having us do a stripped down acoustic set, so that'll be tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but the 3rd.
And Thursday.
We'll be playing, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. And then I'm doing a full band show with Steph, and Benny Grotto's filling in on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be playing at Thunder Road on Friday night. So that'll be fun.
Friday's jammed. There's a great show with The Dents and Duck and Cover that night.
Oh, no. Where, Sally's?
No, I think O'Brien's.
O'Brien's? Oh,
I might try and pull a double.
Yeah? Well, what time is that starting? Probably 9.
Probably later.
Later?
I might pull a double.
Oh, that'll be a good show.
And any recording things lined up?
There's always stuff happening. I'm in the middle of mixing an EP, and then we've been started working on recording an acoustic record for Carissa and different churches around the U.S., and we just started that. And
I got 2 full band songs coming out top of this year at some point. So one hopefully late January and one in March, April or so. So people can be on the lookout for some new cure-all songs.
And the acoustic thing fits because you do a lot of that, obviously.
Yeah, I've been doing so much acoustic stuff that I'm
figure
like,
I might as well put something out.
And it's good to, it'll be good to have on the, on the acoustic tours. And, just because I've been doing so much of it and I write everything on acoustic and been doing just so much solo stuff that I've been wanting to just kind of try it because I haven't yet. All the acoustic songs I used to play eventually turned into full band songs, but now I'm going to be like, I want to try and see what it'll be like to keep my songs acoustic and not bring them to the full band. And it's been fun. We did one song so far in Oakland. We recorded at a church. And then we've been trying to do one in Boston. It's been tricky with the holidays this time of year with around churches. But before
they're always open though, right?
Yeah. They've been cool. Like a lot of them are like really strict and they don't want anything non-Christian there. I'm not a Christian artist, so it's they're very specific. But
that's funny.
Some of them have been really cool and well, the ones that we've reached out to at least and like are really into the idea. But it's just a matter of setting up the time. So I'm going to try to do 4 more. Just do like a little EP, 5 songs.
So you don't just go in the church and stop playing. You run it by people first?
Yeah. That'd be funny though.
That might be.
Just gorilla
until
style.
They kick us out.
Just pull up.
Hey,
gear.
And we're just supposed to be here. We're just recording. Don't worry.
That'd
about
be
it.
Hilarious.
It takes a few minutes to set up the recording rig.
We'll be
so.
Right out.
Yeah.
Service doesn't
it.
Start for an hour, so we'll be.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny.
Perfect.
Just do it during a service.
We're actually the house band.
That'd be amazing. But yeah, Vanessa has an awesome recording rig, like a mobile rig that just fits in a little tiny little suitcase and just takes it all out and hooks up a microphone. And it only took us a couple hours last time. So yeah.
It's very, the approach about it too is super simple. Very kind of true to the song or raw. And
yeah.
So.
And just the acoustics of a church just help amplify it and make it sound really big. So I've always wanted to. Like, I've heard of so many bands recording albums or parts of albums, like drums in churches because of that acoustic sound. So I'm like, I want to go and try. I'd like to see what that sounds like. So, and I also figure, like, I don't know, like, my Nana, she lives in the house next to mine that used to be a church. And it's, like, in my family, like, churches are, like, I don't know. It's kind of funny, like, the, like, you know, Catholic side of it. But, you know, I wasn't really brought up religious,
but it was
my
right
Nana's
there.
Super stoked about it.
Yeah. You got someone happy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And as a recording person, too, it's, like, super cool to be recording, doing a project like that. So
Yeah.
And there's a list of other recording projects with various people happening or have, you know, they're staying busy.
All right. Why don't you play a couple, or one or two, whatever you want to do. And then we'll play some music and we'll come back and chat a bit more.
All right. Awesome. This is Vanessa Silberman, and this song is called Love. It's going to be my next single off my new EP out. The single will be out February 14th.
Good.
Thank you. Just warming up my voice a little bit after being sick, but
it's the next hit single.
And you're dropping it right around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I wrote this song for people to play at their wedding. So if there's anyone listening and you're getting married, I'm available.
Do you need a break, or do you want to play another one, or I can go either way. I can.
Yeah. You know what? Let's get into another one. I'll play another one from the upcoming EP.
Cool.
This one's called "I Got a Reason," and I kind of have a little message that I always say before I play it. And that is that if you have been wanting to do anything in life and you haven't done it yet, that just a reminder, being the first of 2019, that, you know, depending on what you believe, life is super short. So whatever that is, just go for it and don't wait for anyone to tell you, you know, to follow your heart. So this one's called "I Got a Reason." Been in love, lost some friends, had to re-begin. Failed school, but got a future. Don't need to change my plan. I quit my job, travel roads. It's why I give a damn. Got a reason.
I'll be looking forward to that release, right? It's going to get out there on like an EP at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good stuff. I'm going to play a song now by another young artist trying to break out, follow her dreams, called Leanne Hodgkins. And we'll come back with Carissa Vanessa. Sometimes it's, we'll come back with Carissa and we'll talk. She'll play a few tunes, but right now I'm going to listen to the CD.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching the ice sink alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, can see it gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, 'cause you look like you haven't felt the fire, had a little fun and a smile in a little while, baby. Blue looks good on the sky. Still in your thunder, baby blue, ain't your color.
That was Justine and the Unclean, a song called This System of Self, Set to Self-Destruct off of Heartaches. Before that, Leanne Hodgkins, Blue Ain't Your Color. He's got a good future, that kid. Back here now with Carissa and Vanessa.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
We're back.
We're back in action.
What about the productions? Your various productions. Diamond Heart and Fuel Heart, right?
Yeah.
A Diamond Heart production. It's so Diamond Heart production. That's my artist development label and what I use for various like releases and recording. Actually, Carissa's record is under a Diamond Heart and a few other.
The upcoming.
Yeah, the upcomers.
So. Yeah.
The upcoming record.
Should probably be, hopefully, if she lets me.
Yeah,
did I just put an idea out? Was that something now that wasn't?
I don't know. So I'm putting out a single coming up,
okay.
And that was like, the single is going to be on the next record. So that was going to be on a Diamond Heart. So we've been talking about distribution plans. I'm sure we would have done that anyway.
Yes, it's an automatic.
Now it's happening.
Yeah, so with my label and a Diamond Heart production and then Carissa's media company, we do quite a few different projects together. Sometimes, you know, I'll record a band and she'll do the art for it. And we, a year ago, started a DIY artist blog after quite a bit of time of me like being in the business and being on the road. I was getting like a lot of inquiries just on Facebook or through email, and Carissa too, just kind of over the years with her own stuff helping bands in the Boston scene. And I mean I would get all kinds of questions, and I had done a little bit of speaking speaking about kind of the music business. And we decided after Carissa suggested the idea that we do a DIY artist blog and basically go over all these topics that people ask. And that, you know, it's like music business is such a weird thing because there's not 1 + 1 = this. It's like, it's such a... You know, everyone's kind of trying to copy and see what other people are doing because that's the winning path. But that's not the case at all. Everyone has their own road. But with a few pieces, I think, of advice or, you know, what a mass amount of people have tried to do or like with the fact that, I mean, I've been making a living as an artist and as a business person, and Carissa is also making a living as an artist, we have some insight. You know, it was like over the last 3 years, I've played close to 600 shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, Carissa's getting really close to those numbers too.
Right.
And so, you know, we thought, you know what, we're out here doing our music. It's not just about us. It's about developing a community. So I think part of doing this blog was wanting to help give some artists and bands some insight who just, you know, like sometimes people have some pieces, but they're like, well, when do I tour? When do I put out a release?
Yeah.
All these things. So we've been doing this blog and we've been speaking. We did some speaking at Apple this year and with another company, Sound Girls. We decided to take this blog and we're going to make it into a book. So if there's any artists or bands out there listening, you can feel free to go to adiamondheartproduction.com and you can check out the blog. We talk pretty much about everything from setting up releases to promoting shows to eating healthy on the road. And it's not going to be up too much longer because it's going to be turned into a book. But, you know, Carissa,
well, that's cool that you do that for other artists. And you have to, I imagine, you can't just, if you want to make a career out of doing what you guys do, you have to do more than just, I imagine, just go out and play a bunch of venues. You have to, like, you branch into helping other, like, production work with other people. And you have your skateboard thing and
mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff you guys do.
Yeah, it's about being creative too and like engaging with people. And we talk a lot about that stuff too. But I think we've always both been interested in like local scenes where we're from and like surrounding where like she comes from West Coast, I come from the East Coast. And when we met, we were both like, oh my God, we're doing the same stuff. And a collaboration with us has been so meaningful where it's like with any other artists, like, I've worked with people that were from different genres, and it just ended up working out, like, really cool, and, like, kind of just pushes you and challenges you. And with Fuel Heart Productions, I kind of started it to help promote other bands, and to start some side gigs of, like, just creative work, like album art, logo design, like, all that stuff that I went to school for graphic design, so I'm like, I should probably utilize this.
Yeah.
But I love doing it, so, like, I could spend hours on Photoshop and, like, right. editing photos, so I got a good camera and just tried it, and then I ended up just getting shoot after shoot after shoot, and then I'm like, I'm going to turn this into a feature set, and then, so I'm on my third feature now. I'm just finishing up some shoots for the February feature, where I just kind of do an interview with a band and do some promo shots and give them a handful of photos so they have promo material.
Right.
Because we both know, like, being artists ourselves, what artists go through, what they need, stuff like that. So, like, we feel like we can help a lot. And then with the blog, too, like, just putting it all into one place where we can send a link to people instead of, like, because it takes a lot of energy, too, and it's always a long conversation where it's, like, because even some, like, even just playing shows, it's, like, people don't even know how to do that, like, how to, like, book a show or, like, you know, starting out, I didn't know.
Sure.
So just being able to, like, give them a little bit of insight is really cool.
Some of the questions that I've gotten kind of over the years, I mean, it's like kind of like, oh, wow, that's, like, not an easy way to answer. Like, there's not an easy way to answer some of these questions. And I think just kind of giving some insight to some stuff, like the order of operation, where, like, you know, a lot of artists and bands kind of figure stuff out as they go, but, like, you know, like, giving yourself enough time to set up a release, or you know, or different things about tools and tips how to promote stuff, and these are just, you know, kind of our ideas and experiences that we've had, where it's kind of like, I feel like for every opportunity or help that someone's given me, this is kind of my giving back and part of the whole story. But you know, this is also, people don't realize, though we've been making a, you know, living doing this or teamed up and doing this, it's so valuable to have other people and build a community, because it is really hard, and it's really hard for people to make that jump into making this a career, and it's a really weird, messed up, you know, lifestyle. Sure. And, like, very different than, you know, having, okay, I just go to a job and someone else delegates these jobs for you. You have to be very focused, and you know, I feel like it's so, with so much stimulation in this world we're in now with digital technology too, it's like people get so lost and wrapped up in, like, everything. There's just so much going on. So I think any little bit of help for some, you know, people, it feels like kind of the right thing to do. And
we post fun pictures with it too, especially the last one, some Bitmoji action.
We've been, I mean, you know, we work really hard on this, and you know, hope that, you know, as we've been doing the talks and stuff like that with basically what we go over in the blogs, like, we've had a lot of people come up to us, you know, and say, wow, I never even heard of anything like this. And, oh my gosh, this is so helpful, because I've been, like, trying to figure this stuff out for myself. And these are people who are working regular jobs and, you know, are trying to just figure out how they can do their art.
Yeah.
And, like, you know,
it's tough.
It is so hard, and to, you know, and it's not that easy. And but you know what? If you're gonna go through life, you might as well give yourself a shot and try and figure it out. You know, it's worth the happiness, I think.
Indeed.
Make it easier for people if we can.
What are you gonna play for us?
I'm gonna do a new one.
Cool.
The one that we tracked in a church in Oakland. So this will be on the acoustic release. Not coming out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's a song called Cannonball.
fast now. Just hard to let go, just hard to follow where the sound calls. 1 second I'm a mess, 1 second you'd have guessed. It's clear but still it's here with no cause. And if you wanna stay, stay.
The Lizard.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty fresh.
That was a cool show.
That was so fun. Yeah, that was, I was super stoked to be a part of that, Bill. Yeah, all those acts. I had never seen Gretchen Klempa from the Pickpockets.
I hadn't either.
Yeah, she was great. Everyone, I mean, and who else was there? Annabelle Lee, she was great.
Right.
Yeah, some of my favorites. Nicole Coogan, Stripped Down, acoustic, mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that was super fun. And I love Lizard Lounge. I hadn't been back in a long time. I used to do the open mic a while back. Where they
back
do,
in the day?
Yeah.
Before, really?
They don't do that anymore, right?
I don't think so.
That was like an old thing that Tom used to do. And then, yeah, it was super fun. I used to go all the time. I remember like before I was playing in Boston, I was like, oh my God, I'm in Boston, like playing open mic. But yeah. It was fun. But yeah, totally, thanks for going to that.
Yeah, it was I always try to, because I know you're not here a lot.
Yeah,
so I try to catch you when you're here.
Thanks. Likewise.
You're out and about.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Out west about. Coast, east coast.
West coast, uh-huh. east coast, Wyoming, South Dakota.
That's right. What about the, you hit the Midwest? You do a little
every
bit
every now and then. Her more so than I, but yeah, we've been kind of going up north, like northwest through like the mountain states a little bit, more so than I ever thought. But I love it out there. I love the northwest.
And in the winter, you got to head out west in the winter, right? Do you tend to have your show? If I had the possibility, like February and January, I'd be out.
Out west?
Yeah.
Come out west, visit us.
That's where I'd go if I was,
totally. Touring,
if you were like bouncing between the coasts.
Yeah.
Who would stay here in the winter? Nobody.
Yeah, I know.
If you have the option to go
west.
At
least it wasn't minus 11 like last year.
Oh my God. No. Yeah, this year's like leagues warmer than last year. But I don't know. Like last year, I definitely felt it. I was like, man, this is too much. And, you know, I think it was part of the reason why I wanted to go out west more and spend more time out there. And then I spent the summer out there and I'm like, man, it's like so hot. I miss the cold. I miss the rain. Like it's just so consistently like,
yeah, it's
60
cool.
degrees
you're
out.
Not in one spot the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I imagine either one you get a bit bored with. You
don't totally. And it's funny, like, I was in San Francisco in the beginning of December and I was like missing the snow, or I was like, I can't wait to go home. I don't care if it's cold. And then I like step off the plane in Boston. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
1 week does it.
Yeah. It. Yeah. And it's nice. Like, I do, like, I'm happy to be home for the holidays and
right.
I love the East Coast. Mm. But yeah, it'll be definitely nice to like get back west. We'll be driving from Chicago back out to San Francisco in a week or so. So it'll progressively get warmer. I'm sure we'll be grateful for that.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I haven't seen much snow while I'm here. While I've been here,
that's good.
Like, I guess it's a good though, thing. Right? Nothing to complain about.
All right, what you gonna play?
All right, I'm gonna do a song called "After All" off Talk Talk Talk.
Dug my nails into the changing sky, dug my heels into the high, left all my roses behind, left all their petals to dry.
You know how I feel about that song.
I know, that's your favorite, right?
It is.
Aw, that makes me happy, thanks. It's fun to play.
8:49, we're getting there. Quitting time here. I'm going to play a song, and then we'll come back and figure out what we're going to do. If we can just bun it up or play anything else. But this is a single by Nat Friedberg.
Didn't think the life could get any worse when I heard
WMFO in Medford, Sky Bar. That was Nat Friedberg with Devil Rockin' Man. I'm here with Carissa Johnson, Vanessa Silberman.
Hello.
Time's a waste in here, but we're gonna sneak one more in, right?
One more song.
And then I'll play some weird crap and we'll get out of here. But
thanks so much for having us on again.
Yeah, anything else you wanna throw out there?
Oh, well, we do have something.
If you guys are interested in checking us out, we got Carissa Johnson music, and then Vanessa Silberman official on social media. But we're announcing a big tour tomorrow, which I think you guys should check out the social media to see it. But we're announcing a big tour to South by Southwest, and it's over 25 dates.
Wow.
And
I didn't know that.
Breaking news even for you. You didn't know you were in for that.
I did not know this.
25.
Well, imagine what a personal booker will do.
What?
We're super excited. We've got one more Apple event that we're speaking at in San Francisco on January 20th. And check out more dates online. And yeah.
Come out to Encore Apparel, 303 Newbury Street on the 3rd of January. That's this Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll both be playing acoustic, and then Friday at Thunder Road, I'll be playing with the full band. So come check it out.
Good
I got
enough.
One more acoustic song I can play.
Hit it.
This one's called Badlands. I know to run is just to feed my flaws, but I've been driving through the Badlands all day. Stuck in the traffic of my mind, digging for something to be. Stuck in the havoc of lost time, sifting for something to hold. Sometimes it feels like I'm swimming in a dead sea. I'm giving all
puts a bow on it. WMFO in Medford. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. I'm going to leave with something by Worshipper. See you next week. Where we have someone, I think Smitty's coming in, but I'll see you next week. Thanks. Peace.